Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. If you guys are in the panhandle on the Gulf Coast, I hope you guys are staying warm right now. It's snowing all over the place. We're actually getting snow in Florida, not where we're at, of course. We're just getting rain, really, really cold rain. But North Florida, I saw up in Pensacola, I think they got like 2 or 3 inches of snow.
They had 6 inches in Destin yesterday.
Yeah.
Said. I had a friend, you know, Ace is up there. He said they had 6 inches up there. And he said that basically they're out there sledding around on the sand dunes.
Hey, I mean, if you're outside, might as well take advantage of it because we don't get it very much in Florida at all as far as when it comes to snow. But down here in Central Florida where we're at, it's just wet, cold rain.
You know, I had to turn the heat on today.
Did you?
For the first time in years.
It's a little chilly, especially for us Florida boys.
I mean, I woke up cold in the house. It's more like a tundra. And I thought, what the heck am I doing here? This is to turn the heat
on. The problem is when you live in Florida and it's like 95 every day and then it gets this cold, you wake up and you're like, man, these swings are just...
Well, it was cold enough I didn't get on the scales.
just
bundled up.
So there you go. Well, hope you guys are staying healthy and strong on this fantastic day this week and staying warm as well. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Be sure to check out our podcast platform on thebrowershow.com that we've been putting together for months now. A lot of cool stuff with the latest episodes in detail on there. And, of course, you can contact us on the podcast contact page, including your name, email address, phone number, and message. Be sure to sign up as well for the updates. And so you can sign up for the Brower Show or the Health Masters and or both. So be sure to sign up for that so you can get the daily updates. And also, too, you guys voted and it won one of the most popular products we have as far as for detoxifying your system, the N-acetylcysteine. I'll go into more detail that later on. I've talked about it many times. It's a daily regimen on mine as well, but really helps keep the body detoxified. Really good, especially if you're basically trying to keep the liver strong and healthy. So check that out on the website. It'll be on sale, I think, over like 20% off. I'm doing a big sale on it. I just got a huge batch
off.
Of it in. Yeah, brand new fresh batch of it in. Yeah, and want to make sure everybody has access to this on a daily basis.
Good morning. I'm still trying.
Glad you're with us.
I'm trying to thaw out. Oh, by the way, this is an interesting article. It says that Trump is now putting his full backing behind the new generation of the mRNA gene therapy injections for cancer and other diseases.
That's nice.
Yeah. And now that we know why he never backtracked from Operation Warp Speed, it says. And it goes on to say that the heads of the big tech firms are going to invest up to $500 billion over next years in building the AI infrastructure across the United States. This means data centers, massive buildings designed to collect and process data. Running these centers requires huge amounts of water and energy. The SoftBank CEO, Masoya Sonson, they met with the White House on Tuesday afternoon, President Trump, to announce, including Larry Ellison, by the way, the launching of Stargate. Trump, standing with the three tech CEOs in the White House, said he would invoke emergency declarations to help speed up the Stargate project. I'm going to help a lot. I'm sorry, I don't like any of this.
Well, I was reading about it this morning a little bit. Here's the thing. The AI is here, and it's not going anywhere, unfortunately.
I'm going to talk about it in a minute.
That's a fact. We've talked about a lot of stuff. The only issue I don't like, and I've never been a fan of this, and I've criticized this repeatedly, doesn't matter what president it is, using emergency acts or emergency authorization to try to push things through is never a good sign.
It's the same thing you did with Operation.
We've had this happen with multiple presidents. Everyone, when they do this, the problem is it completely obfuscates and bypasses what's really going on.
And bypasses science, too,
yeah.
As far as testing.
And the issue that we've seen with AI is we've already had these issues where AI goes sentient and starts acting how it wants and basically starts putting out data that it wants and starts putting out information that it wants.
It hallucinates.
Yeah, and so this is some weird stuff that's going on. I saw this last night about this whole program, and there's also some stuff that I've read now, too, that they're going to work with the AI to tie it into the 6G with the new platform that they're coming out with over the next 3 to 5 years. 5G will be upgraded to 6G, as you guys have known. I've talked to this about for the last 2 years. I'm going to have to do some more research on this, but I did see that last night.
Let me finish going through this. I'm going to help a lot through emergency declarations, he said, because this is Trump, because we have an emergency. We need a lot of help. We need an energy generation that will build their own. He said Stargate will build the infrastructure to power the next generation AI, and it will include data centers. He said his team is already scouting the nation for sites in which to build new data centers. This, to me, is a very big deal. It could lead to something that could be the biggest of all. Larry Ellison called about combining the force of AI and mRNA gene therapy to create a cancer vaccine. Ellison said the quiet part out loud, Trump will ramp up the mRNA shots for cancer. He told the president, we wouldn't do it without you, adding, you can do early cancer detection with blood testing and using AI to look at the blood test. You can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence the cancerous tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate against the cancer, and you can make that mRNA vaccine. You can make the robotically, you can make them robotically using AI in about 48 hours. You can have the vaccine available in about 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future, which is a lie from hell. It is the promise of AI.
That sounds like a nightmare.
This is a lie from hell. This is right here with a Luciferian dictate. So AI will be used to early diagnose people with cancer, and then within 48 hours, they'll get a personalized mRNA cancer jab. What could possibly go wrong with that scenario?
What the heck?
From my experience with the cancer industry, they're already overdiagnosing people with early stages of cancer and precancer, which leads to overtreatment with dangerous chemotherapy and radiation, which is making people sicker, not better. Now they will have AI to diagnose us even earlier with the dreaded cancer word. Many people even get scared into receiving the next generation mRNA shots before, you know, they have cancer. Ellison and AI represents the wave of the future for cancer treatments. I'm posting this, and you guys could kind of take a look at it and choke on it for a bit. And I'm going to say something here. I'm going to say something. You know, Klaus Schwab and the boys from the World Economic Forum and all the rest of them are basically doing the best they possibly can to bring the world under a Luciferian dictate to usher in the Antichrist. Now, when you understand that, then we start to understand the power of the presidency and what Donald Trump can do to basically push this through.
So let me just clarify this for all listeners. So they're saying they want to use AI to develop cancer vaccines to inject into people even preemptively, so you can have a vaccine, cancer, an RNA vaccine that stops you from getting cancer that's based on AI? Is that where they're going to take this?
Okay, first of all, you guys, I've done entire broadcasts on AI.
We've
done that over the years. And what we have to understand is that with these D-Wave computers and these other types of computers that are actually tying into to the AI system, they say that they work through another dimension. They actually have an interdimensional interface into another layer, another place, in which they tie into artificial intelligence. Now, I've talked about this in depth, and what we have here, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to fuss at me or not, whether you want to send me emails or letters or whatever you want to do, it doesn't make any difference. Go ahead and have at it. You know, we have a system that is going for full control of the human genome, full control of all humans, full control of the hearts, the minds, the souls of the individuals on this planet through microtechnology and through nanotech and through this AI system. The D-Wave computer, the guy who developed the D-Wave computer, which he said operates at absolute zero, I think it's at 275 degrees below zero, it lines up the atoms in a certain way to allow it allows the computer to penetrate into a different dimension. Because I've talked about this in depth before on the show. And this D-Wave computer, then, when he turns it on and he gets it going, he said it's like standing before the altar of an alien god. His words, not my words. I'll repeat that in case I garbled it. He says, like standing before the altar of an alien god. This is all about bringing in a third temple. This is all about being controlled by the Antichrist. Remember what Jesus said. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. During the days of Noah, the evil one, Lucifer, had control of the entire world population, and every thought was evil all the time. The only person that had clean DNA, according to the Old Testament, was Noah and his family, and they were used to repopulate the planet. And remember, that was what happened. You know, we had the Nephilim, we had the giants, we had all this crazy stuff going on. And then Jesus said, as it was in Noah's time, so shall it be when I come back. And so they're going for the old world order. I don't know how to emphasize that enough. Well, they want what they had before.
You know, and I've always, AI, as far as the most part, it's always spooked me a little bit of what they have used as far as monitor control and build, you know, analysis and algorithms around people based on their behavior, where they go, their locations, with these tracking phones that we have.
Okay, well, let's,
this is a step further now.
No.
AI vaccines.
Well, no, because remember, they want to change the human genome.
Yeah.
They don't like God, the great I am. They hate God, and they hate us because we're in his image. And because they hate us, they're jealous of us because we have, you know, souls and we live on and on and on. After we leave here, we just keep going. We don't die. You know, heaven's real, death is a lie. And what ends up happening is they are unbelievably upset, and they're trying to create some other plan of salvation for themselves because they have no plan of salvation. And this is exactly what happened in Genesis chapter 6. I went in detail on this in Angel Wars.
Now, that being said, though, as well, I don't know if Trump fully comprehends all this stuff as far as what's based behind AI either. I don't know. I can only speculate on what his actual knowledge is behind this. I do know that he's signing executive orders, a lot of them that have been really good yesterday. I don't care for this at all. I know 8 hours in taking office, he signed an order withdrawal from the World Health Organization based on what they did as far as misleading and mishandling the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's a lot of things that are going on right now. So we're just going to have to continue to watch this and see how everything unfolds with it. But this is definitely something to do some more research on.
Let me give you another quote from Holman. He said, Republican presidents often play the role of a setup man for future Democratic presidents. Bush did this for Obama in the USA, Patriot Act, the FISA court, and intrusive Homeland Security apparatus. Trump 1.0 did it for Biden with Operation Warp Speed and 5G. Now Trump 2.0 is doing it for the future Democratic president with AI. He's going to invest $500 billion to build out the superstructure of artificial intelligence, which will later be weaponized against we the people by a future administration. The future president, perhaps a Democrat, will use the Trump-maximized power of AI to establish a digital surveillance slave state second to none in the world and throughout history. Trump is putting together the most expensive, most impressive, intimidating public-private partnership the world has ever realized in his dream to create a supersized AI. Now, you know, it says, do not be deceived by all the good and necessary things Trump is doing. It's what you just said, Austin. He signed a lot of good executive orders.
Well, a lot of things were getting the hostages out from January 6th. That was the first thing.
About 400 of them are still locked up because
some of the people, they're not wanting to release them.
Some of them are being dumped in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma. I'm glad he is soaring up the border, declaring there are only two genders, and hopefully bringing on the end of all wars. But at the same time, it's all a setup. Biden was used by the globalists to break down the country so that Trump could put it back together again. I'm going to stop for 1 second. I know we got to be happy with what Trump's doing as the borders and all that. But if you think about it for a second, January the 6th, you know, 4 years ago, we had protests in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Trump was still president for 2 weeks.
Yep.
He could have pardoned every single person within that 2 week period that was involved in January the 6th. Just didn't have to put people in prison for 4 years. But look what an incredible splash it's made now in the media and in the world. That Donald Trump pardons the January 6th hostages, you know, patriots, prisoners, whatever you want to call them.
They shouldn't even have been incarcerated.
They should have. If Biden can pardon his entire family 15 minutes before, you know, Trump takes office.
You have to remember, though, he was president for 2 weeks after January 6th. Very few people had been arrested at that point. There were only a handful of people that had been arrested.
He could have put a blanket pardon out for all participants of January
the 6th. That's hard to do.
I know.
Almost impossible to do.
But here's what it would have done.
Yeah.
It would have muddied it all up as far as prosecution.
It would have, but it also looked really weird, too.
Don't you remember when the FBI ran those huge billboards all over the country?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I mean, I remember Tampa. That
investigation was going for an entire year down in Florida. They were literally putting billboards up. This is what Dad's talking about. See if I can find a photo of it here in a second. And they were saying, do you know anyone that was involved in the January 6th insurrection? Quote, on billboards down here in Florida, call the hotline and let us know. Mm-hmm. And they were literally going door to door and raiding people's houses down here in Florida and extracting them and taking them back to D.C. to be tried on all types of different charges. I mean, I'm talking U.S. Marshals, FBI, knocking people's door down at 4 a.m. to arrest them because you trespassed on Capitol grounds. It was so far out of line with what the FBI's scope of law is able to do. It was mind-boggling.
Build Back Better is the image of the World Economic Forum's vision for a great reset and all-powerful digital beast system through Lucifer. I'm adding through Lucifer. He is building the infrastructure, Trump is, of the future allocracy, or the rule by algorithm, where everything and everyone is tagged, tracked, and measured, where every life is allotted a value based upon their consumption versus their production, where 15-minute cities will lack nothing in their quest to control the movement of the people, where paper cash is a quaint memory because he's also bringing in a digital currency, and same for your plastic ID, where wallets are virtual and digital and not something you put in your pocket. Then he goes on to say he's backing up Trump again. Here he goes. Ready, Austin?
Yep.
I don't believe Trump knows what he's doing with AI. Okay. I believe he would shudder if you could see the future he's going to build through an AI system. Trump truly thinks he's just about going out in business and making a business. American great again through technological advancement. But he is a tool of these elites. This is why Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and so many other technocrats are groveling at Trump's feet. They are super popular political figures with a vision of greatness for America that could be co-opted by their vision for the world and humanity 2.0. And when Trump is done with his mission and their mission, another more sinister man will come on the stage to weaponize his works. Mark it down. Now, that's some pretty grim stuff. That's why I was reading through this, and I went, wow. Well,
and that's probably what's going to start happening. I think they're going to use Trump to basically tell him this is an infrastructure that needs to be put into place. They're going to put a significant amount of money into it.
Let me give you a scenario.
Yep.
This is just a here-we-go scenario. Joe Schmo has got a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Schmo decides he's going to expose the New World Order on his podcast. Suddenly AI notices that Joe Schmo is exposing the AI system.
Right.
So this AI says, okay, why don't we just do this? We're going to go ahead and digitize Joe Schmo and put him on a paper and put him on video saying all kinds of things that are basically created, make him an insurrectionist.
They're not even real.
And they're not even real.
They're not real. They're full AI generated.
You know, don't think it can be done.
That's the spooky part about
AI. So all of a sudden, all the alternative news podcasts are marching to the beat of the same drummer because now they're being judged based upon their content. And if their content is not what they need to prosecute that individual, they'll change the
AI
content.
AI will generate it. AI will generate a crime.
This is some spooky crap, guys.
Well, I can pull it up in a second. And this was back from years ago. This was the first time that I realized AI was so creepy. Do you remember the deep fake with Tom Cruise? That's when it got my attention. This guy was using AI to basically go in and create social media videos of Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise has no social media ever. He's very low key. I'm not promoting him or talking.
Millions
of views.
I'm just
saying in general. He got put on TikTok and they blew up. Everybody goes, Tom Cruise has a TikTok now. And it's this guy golfing and doing all this stuff. It's not Tom Cruise. It 100% everybody that saw it was 100%. I thought it was.
Do you think about it for a second. How will law enforcement judge the real criminal from the person that's been AI generated?
Well, they're gonna have to go in and basically backlog this thing and go into the backside and see if it was AI generated.
How did they have that? So Joe Schmo says, I'm going to do this horrible thing to the president of the United States. Okay, all of a sudden, FBI, Secret Service, everybody shows up because they're not going to sit there and try to figure out if it's AI generated.
Not out
there.
They're going to arrest you. And then they're going to come back. And here's the problem. So how far, and this is my question, if anybody is in the tech world, how far can AI get with this? Is AI have the ability, if it does go sentient, to start covering up its footprints and actually put as far as trails that actually show it was led to you and you did it?
I'll loosely quote the verse in the Bible. Every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's how far AI could go.
By the way, sidetrack. These were billboards. This is the article that was down here in Florida. So the FBI is meaning to identify. This is from 2021, by the way, using billboards to ask public for their help in identifying people in the violence of the Capitol. This is down here in Florida. All over the country, they had these billboards everywhere. You know, I've been in marketing before, and I've been in advertisement. I can tell you right now.
It's expensive.
These aren't cheap. A lot of them were digital, too. They'd actually change and update. It's funny to me that the FBI had so much time on their hands to put thousands of these across the country with probably tens of millions of dollars in a budget. You remember the last time you saw an FBI put a poster up talking about how to prevent human trafficking? Report anything if you see human trafficking?
I've never seen
that. Have you? Just curious. FBI, you ever see them do that? No. No, you don't. That's because this entire thing was designed to push down any resistance from the United States. That's why everybody has to stay up strong right now and push back and call stuff out that's going on. So we got momentum right now, but it's not going to be a fight that's going to go easy.
Well, you know, the Bible says what's going to happen. You know, there's a reason the Bible tells us and gives us a heads up on what's going to happen with AI. There's a reason Jesus said what he said about the book of Genesis and with Noah. I mean, they let us know. God already told you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we cover that in detail in Angel Wars, because this whole thing is about freedom of will. It's also about these entities that are on the other side of the veil trying to find a way to create a salvation for themselves, and so they don't have to go through the lake of fire and all the rest. They know they're basically judged already. They have nothing to lose. If you know you're going to the gallows, and there's nothing you can do to stop yourself from going to the gallows, you're going to do everything you possibly can to try to stop yourself from going to the gallows. You're not just going to willingly walk up to the gallows. You're going to fight all your way, whole way to that. That's what this is. And AI is coming in now through AI. Austin, you went into detail with 6G about this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember when those towers popped up everywhere during COVID? They were everywhere.
I had emails across the country with customers, with listeners alike, and I saved some of them. I mean, you got to remember, these were back from 5 years ago now. And you saw it. I saw it. Everybody that waked up saw it. Suddenly, you have these giant towers that have these huge refrigerator-sized satellites on them, these 5G networking processors.
And 6G.
Yeah, 6G. They can be upgraded. And all of a sudden, they were popping up everywhere. I mean, now in Central Florida, around here, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Everywhere I go, they're
It happened during the COVID lockdown.
And nobody ever even saw them go up. I couldn't figure out how the infrastructure was that fast. I got friends that are linemen.
They were pre-built.
Yeah, I got friends that are linemen that have done a lot of work as far as the power and electricity, and they said all this stuff was already pre-prepped in plan. You got to remember, you got this giant tower out in the middle of nowhere. It's got to get power to it. You have to have substation preps for it. Yeah. You've got to get trunk lines out there as far as you're going to be able to pull the energy and the juice to feed these 5G towers. Where was that? When did that get put in?
And the power lines are huge.
They're huge.
And so you ask yourself a question. Why are they so big if all they're trying to do is create a digital signal?
Or if all they're trying to do is increase your Wi-Fi service?
Well, no, they're that big in case they want to weaponize
That's
it.
Exactly right.
Because when you weaponize these things, you have to put out like an active denial system from these things, which they can do, by
which
the
they
way.
They have. They're real.
They're real. Also, go to the detail on the frequencies used for that. When you have that kind of ability to do that, it's going to hurt the population anywhere you want it to go.
Yep.
And so, I mean, so they're telling us what they're going to do, guys. They're telling us in advance what they're going to do. Because remember, this is part of their lesser magic or white magic. Because they believe if they don't tell you in advance what they're going to do and they do it to you without telling you, there's hell to pay on the other side of the veil. It's called lesser magic.
5G wireless technology uses 20 gigahertz to 100 gigahertz RF bandwidth. The military uses 90 gigahertz as their active denial system. They're right in the exact bandwidth for 5G.
All they've got to do is crank it up.
Active denial systems. You can look it up. I'll show you. I mean, you can look it up. Even Wikipedia goes into detail on active denial systems and what they are and the wavelength and all the stuff that they do. Beam of 95 gigahertz wave at a target. You think that it's just coincidental that 5G is 20 to 100 gigahertz? That's the spectrum that it operates in. And the active denial system that's been out from the early 2000s? Is the exact same spectrum.
And this is why we talk about Jesus. This is why we did Angel Wars. This is why I tell you that this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. This is why I say that the power that dwells in us is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. This is why I say have hope and have trust and have faith in Jesus Christ, because he is the answer for all of this stuff. You know, I've done this before. I'll do it again. If you have God here, okay, and you have you here, and this is Jesus, God is a trillion volt transmitter. We can't get near him. With Christ, he's basically the inverter or the transformer between us and God that allows us to go back to God. We can't go to God without Jesus, period. It doesn't work. And so when we understand that, we realize that the only hope, the earth is controlled by Lucifer. Newsflash, the God of this age, it says, would never have crucified Christ had he known what was going to happen when he crucified Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus, which I've done entire shows on, it restores our DNA and it protects us. And so we have to understand the hatred of Jesus, the atavistic hatred of Christ of what he did 2,000 years ago, permeates this entire culture from these groups that run the planet, because they're all being directed by Lucifer or Baphomet or Ein Sof or whatever you want to call him this week. I mean, this entity that controls these people is unbelievably evil. And so we've done, and that's why I went into depth in what they do and how this has been done in Angel Wars. So when you understand that, you realize that without Jesus, there is no hope. Because they realize that when you pray, you create scalar energy fields. The scalar energy fields change the fabric of space-time. And they know that. That's why they're doing everything they possibly can to shut Christianity down. Any of these people that Trump's working with, I just listened from Leo's newsletter, not one of them is a born-again believer. Not one of them goes to church. Not one of them talks about Jesus, including Trump. I've never seen him talk about Jesus yet. I've never heard him say, I am a Christian. I've seen videos that say he's not a Christian, but I'm not sure if that's AI-generated. I don't know what is going on with all this. I've seen videos that say he's a Mason.
Isn't that the crazy part that we're living in now, though? The fact that you got to start questioning everything you're going to start seeing because you're wondering if it's going to be AI?
The only thing I don't question is that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God. He came here and he died for us because our entire calendar system is based upon what he did.
That, I'm also talking about what we're starting to see now in the future with news, with social media, with alt news. I saw this article here earlier. This is actually a decent thing. Trump says he'll reinstate troops who refused the COVID-19 vaccine.
If they're willing to be reinstated.
If they're willing to be reinstated. A lot of these guys that I know that are involved in this, they want nothing to do with the armed forces anymore, unfortunately, after they were treated. I mean, you had SEAL teams. You had SEAL teams, top tier one operators. They were being told, hey, before you go on next deployment, you got to get a COVID-19 vaccine. These guys, I mean, I've talked to a few of these guys. They went, dude, pound salt. What are you talking about? We're doing a halo jump. We're about to be doing all types of crazy operations, and you're concerned about COVID-19 vaccines. You're going to basically drop us from the program or drop us from basically our deployment.
Well, they're dropping out of a plane at 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're breathing oxygen up
hey,
there.
Hey, you got to get your COVID vaccine,
make sure you stay
though.
Safe. What they're doing is unbelievably high risk to start with.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so now we're going to go ahead, and I want to go back to that first article that I read, Austin, where it says that they're going to create cancer vaccines. I mean, this just got released yesterday.
Well, I'm curious about that as far as how it's going to
operate. Okay, here's how it works. They know, and let me just give you a little bit a heads up on this. Your human body is a frequency. It's a generated energy field is what it is. And we have a certain wavelength that we are generated at. The entire universe is energy. That's all it is. So if a human body is 1.053212 to the 100th power or whatever, to the 100th decimal point, what ends up happening is that exact frequency is you. So you're like an energy field, an energy wave. So you're like a radio station. You're an uplink transmitter, let's say it that way, to the Most High God. But you have a specific frequency. Like you turn in your radio receiver for 91.1 FM. You're like 91.1 FM with 100 more digits. Every single person is different. We're all created different in God's eyes because of our DNA. Now, what they do, they take that digitized digital footprint that you put out, and they create a vaccine for it. Now, it could be a death vaccine. It could be a healthy vaccine. They have the technology for both. They really do.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do they actually have the ability to make vaccines positive if they wanted to?
Yeah, if they wanted to, they do. But the problem is that they can set it up for a certain genome, like we really dislike Germans. That'd be, you know, me and you with our DNA. Or we really dislike Russians. Or we really, really dislike Italians. And those Cubans, those pesky Cubans, they got to go, all right? Or how about those people from, you know, so what they do, they take the first part of that DNA and they sequence it and they say, okay, by the way, we're going to now give you a cancer vaccine. But they don't tell you that in that cancer vaccine is an immune suppressant. It's going to cause you to get cancer. And that's the problem that we have with all of this stuff. Look at all the people that are still dying from the mRNA vaccine shots with blood clots, with cancer, with heart disease, with strokes. The microclotting is unbelievable with this product.
That's what this one of the, this actually helps a lot with as far as detoxifying the body and the spike protein.
That's why we have the spike protein survival kit. And so what happens is we find out that they have the ability to create a vaccine for a specific genome that will kill you. You think, what did you just say? I just said it very clearly. So if you're a certain DNA, they can kill you with a vaccine. They can kill you with a radio frequency. They can kill you with a 5G, 6G interface by cranking it up. And it'll attack your DNA only. The last James Bond movie with Daniel Craig, in which they killed him on this one, you can watch it again. They specifically developed a targeted vaccine that they could, or a product that you could put on somebody or spray on them, they would inhale it, and it would destroy them immediately.
It was just
kill
for them,
them,
though.
It was just for them.
If somebody else got exposed to it, it wouldn't kill them.
That technology is real. It's very, very real. And if you understand that, you understand why when I said this, I had to stop reading it to start with, because this is really bad. And like, you know, like Leo says, he doesn't think that Trump's aware of what he's doing. And I want to believe that, too. But remember, I spoke with different people who know Trump personally, and he really gets his updates more from audio than he does from reading. Apparently, he has dyslexia or something. I don't know what he has. But, you know, he's a great showman. He is that. But how in the world is he meeting with Bill Gates? Why was he so chummy with Obama at the funeral for Jimmy Carter? You guys all saw that. Why is it suddenly he tells us when he gets into office in 2016 that we're not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton, the Clintons are good people? Why in the world? So you got to ask yourself the question. So that's why I told you on yesterday's show, and Austin said the same thing. At this point, we've got to let Trump know that some of this stuff's not okay. $500 billion pumping into this new infrastructure, mRNA vaccines.
I'm reading that, though. There is no actual set number or amount of money that's going to be put at any period of time. As far as there's multiple investors that are private sector into that now, too. I was just reading about that. There is no bill that we're pumping $500 billion.
Because I was going to say, how do you get that through Congress?
No, I saw these headlines for it, and I'm just letting you guys know because I just found this out.
You've got to take the money from Ukraine. Oh, heaven forbid.
Yeah. Well, we put a pause. You saw this, though. We put a pause on all foreign aid, including Israel's foreign aid for the next 90 days.
Israel, too?
Full stop. Every single country. There's not a dollar right now in the executive order. No dollar can be spent on foreign aid for the next 90 days. That's everybody, including Israel.
Wow.
So now, what happens after 90 days? I don't know. I'm sure a lot of these dual citizens in Congress are going to have their way with it. But as far as $500 billion and us spending that, I cannot find anywhere in that bill as far as that we're going to take that as far as with taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's got to go through Congress first.
Yeah.
By the way, Trump promises the release of the JFK, RFK, MLK assassination records in the coming days. Well, he promises that last time. He did release a lot of them, but he did not release a lot.
He did a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of he did not release, too.
I hope the CIA doesn't want a lot of stuff released.
Okay. So all of this stuff is going to be interesting to watch happen in front of us. And the reason we cover this stuff and the way we do on this level, on this show, it is not because I'm trying to be negative. I'm not. I'm just trying to say, hey, look, here's the deal. If we as Christians stand in the aggregate and we stand here and we pray, you know, I believe we could stall some of the stuff.
Donald
about
Trump backing RNA vaccine project gets backlash. This is on Newsweek. It's already getting blowback.
Well, because remember, RFK is not going to want this.
No. Well, no. And then the problem is that I was reading exactly what you said down here, and they're covering this.
He promoted Operation Warp Speed for the past 4 years in his rallies.
AI will be used to detect cancers and customize RNA vaccines to treat them within 48 hours. Same article you read earlier.
Studies, no research, no testing.
Well, you need
under emergency authorization.
23andMe DNA collection facility got bought up by Blackstone. Not BlackRock, Blackstone, which BlackRock owns Blackstone. And so they bought them up, if you remember. And they have all that data and all that information now and all that DNA that they've gathered for millions upon millions upon millions of Americans. All that information has all now been...
I've never turned my DNA to this cloud because that tells them your frequency and your radio channel to broadcast directly to you. By the way, Joe Rogan is in shock as a whistleblower reveals a U.S. military has mastered alien anti-gravity technology. I would call that fallen angel anti-gravity technology, and it's very, very true. This goes all the way back to 47. This goes all the way back to Tesla. This goes all the way back almost 100 years now. We've had that ability, and so a lot of the spaceships that we have that are running around that we see in the upper atmosphere that we call UFOs are our product of the United States and has built them. You know, it's interesting. I talked to Mancow yesterday. Now, he told me I could use his name on this, and he said that the reason that Trump hammered Biden so hard was because of the assassination attempt on Trump. That basically Trump's pretty hacked off the whole family was going to be.
I've been
whacked.
Pretty mad too. Mm-hmm. That was pretty out of control.
You know, and you know, and then Biden, you know, Biden says to Biden, Obama. he says to Bush during the thing the other day, is there anything we do to stop this? You know, then they were doing rip lip to George Bush, to George W. This whole thing is crazy when you stop and you look at what's happening in the world right now. And yet we sit back and we watch it, and people that happened exactly what happened in 2016, Austin, the Christians and the patriots, and I mentioned this the other day, they sat back on their collective laurels after Donald Trump became president and said, hey, we don't have to do anything now. Donald Trump's going to be our savior. He's going to take care of this for us.
Well, you heard me yesterday. That's why I told everybody this is not the time to come out of the throttle with this. This is the time to make sure we're pushing and really making everything known. So I mean,
because Trump signed a lot of great executive orders.
Yeah.
He did. Okay.
Oh, a ton.
But let's see what happens. You know, think about it for a second. We're going to keep a few illegal aliens out of the United States, which is more important, having us get it controlled under AI system. We're getting rid of a few aliens.
Well, I mean, the problem is that's two completely different contexts.
I know it is.
The thing is, you got to start somewhere. I had somebody send me an email last night that they talked about, well, is this going to mess up the business and the infrastructure and all this stuff as far as with illegals working here? At what point in time do we start making changes? At how many people do we allow from other countries that are involved with gang activity to come here illegally and kill our young kids? How long do we allow that to happen?
How long do we let the CIA run drugs?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's been going on for 60, 70, 80 years, okay? So the whole thing is this. If we don't clean this stuff up from the infrastructure standpoint, from the federal government doing this, running drugs, the FBI with their informants in January the 6th and their paid provocateurs at January 6th, all wearing comms, all wearing earpieces, all being completely covered up with their eyes. And the
millions of dollars spent on poster boards and billboards across the country to get people to snitch on each other because they went up to the Capitol and took videos.
So my thing is this. At this point, I believe in the Word of God. I believe what Jesus Christ said. I believe what the Most High God said in His Word. I believe that we need to all be following God, following Christ, and doing what He tells us to do. I don't believe anything that the federal government puts out anymore.
No,
William Casey said, you know, we'll know that we've done our job with the CIA when everything that every American believes is a lie. So when we understand that they're trying to just gaslight us, Austin, this is a bunch of gaslighting crap is all it is. And now Trump, second or third day in office, decides to start pushing mRNA vaccines. He's the master of it. He really believed, I think, that his Operation Warp Speed, you know, it really saved millions of lives.
You got to remember, and I've covered this before, in that position, you have dozens of people
telling you
different things all day long.
No, I spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State.
I guarantee he did not.
Yeah. And so when I wrote a book on vaccines, right. All right? And so I know what this stuff is. And the mRNA vaccine is so dangerous, especially when it can be directed and to attack a specific genome.
Well, the part that's creepy about me is what they're talking about. This is that they can have AI generate a vaccine, an mRNA.
48 hours.
That's the part that doesn't make any sense to me, where they're actually saying this is going to be safe. How? I mean, do you really have to be that big of a, you know, bonehead to go, oh, AI's generating a vaccine for me in 48 hours. This has to be safe.
And AI can't stop lying. you have it write a paper for you. And it gives you 20 references, and every reference is fake.
It makes them up.
It just makes them up.
Or you ask about the Randy Weaver shooting, as far as the brain, or the basically on Ruby Ridge with the FBI sniper shooting Randy Weaver's wife. And they go, oh, the FBI sniper was convicted and went to prison for 10 years for manslaughter.
Never happened.
Didn't even exist. Nothing about that even occurred.
AI hallucinates. Yes. How do you know it's not going to hallucinate when it's making your vaccine?
This is switching gears to something I want to cover today. The EV market, as I told you yesterday,
collapsed.
Okay, Volvo has now said they are, I'm not laughing at this because this sucks for a lot of people as far as they're involved with Volvo and work for them. The company is citing over 30% layoff now. They said they're citing high electricity prices, poor development of infrastructure, and withdrawal of government subsidies.
Well, Volvo will be okay because they've really marketed heavily to the homosexual community, so they'll bail them out. Oh, they do. They advertise in gay magazines.
It says 30% of staff's going to have to say goodbye to their jobs in the company in the next 120 days. And the issue with this is now, and I tried to give a lot of people heads up on this. I stopped by a body shop yesterday after work. Guys that I know over there that do a lot of paint work for me was asking about some different stuff. And they were asking about this whole thing with EV because they get some Teslas in there they've had to repair and stuff. And they said majority of the time they go in there, they get totaled. So I've told you that before.
Totaled.
Well, they bump into a little wall or something. All of a sudden,
totaled.
The battery cracks. Totaled. Car's totaled. And
you realize what the insurance rates are going to do to those cars.
Oh, gosh. They've already been going up, especially with autonomous driving, with people running in the semi-trucks, you know, while they're taking a nap driving. That's a bad look, by the way. When your car kills you because you're trying to just chill out and enjoy the autonomous function.
But it's AI. It's safe.
But so I told him, I said, this is that time now. If you have you got an electric car, this is something you play with, and it's a side project, and it's something you drive around town.
Golf cart.
Whatever. You're fine.
Or if you have your own charging station at home with solar panels.
Yeah, our boy with the charging station, the solar panels.
Brilliant, man.
He is running into an issue, though. He hit us up on Instagram. He says he's got to figure out a way to make sure he keeps the solar panels cleaned off with snow right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes, so but the setup he has is pretty doggone cool. It's a basically self-revolving charging system on it. But I mean, he also has another very nice vehicle. I'm not going to put him out there on the show today, though. He sent a photo of it yesterday. Very, very nice car. And
is it a sports car?
Doors go up.
Oh, it's a Lamborghini.
No, it's not a Lamborghini.
It's not a Lamborghini.
No, but it's very nice. But again, I'm happy for him. I love vehicles. He's a motorhead. He's brilliant.
McLaren.
Yeah. This is a very nice car. But so again, this is the problem, though, for a lot of people that this is an only daily driver. If your EV is the only vehicle you own and you're basically relying on this to be a vehicle that's not going to appreciate heavily, good luck with that one.
And plus, there's no infrastructure to charge these wretched things.
That's what Volvo said. Can't charge anything. I mean, you got to, yeah. Now, this is also crazy. The EPA and their infinite stupidity, I emphasize stupidity, and their inability to actually do anything positive for society, they are appealing the court's landmark ruling on fluoride. They're appealing it.
Oh my God. They're saying,
we have determined as the EPA in our infinite stupidity, we have gone back to our bad ideas factory, and we have decided that the federal court is wrong. that fluoride is safe and it needs to be in every water supply because we're the EPA and we're biochemical biochemists. We're biochemists. We know what we're talking about. You're literally the individuals that mandated that you put 3-foot-long filters on diesel turbo trucks that blow them up after 20, 30,000 miles now. EPA, y'all are horrible. You need to be disbanded. Nothing you do ever does anything positive for society. I just had to cover this, though. I mean, you know your job sucks and you know your agency does nothing when you actually have to demand to appeal fluoride being put back in the water.
It's rat poison, guys.
It's not hard to find the research anymore.
It drops
it's
IQs.
There.
I know. Oh, by the way, just for those people who love to fly Southwest, I was told yesterday I'm going to be heading out for a few days, flying out, and I was told I'm doing American, but I couldn't get a direct flight. So it's to take Southwest, you go direct. They're expensive now. But
I've
just
done it one time.
Well, Southwest is an interesting
Spirit, too, before.
We call Spirit's the worst. But Southwest is pretty bad, too. But Southwest pilot was removed from the cockpit because he was drunk.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow,
let's talk
rough.
About it. The Southwest Airlines pilot was removed from the cockpit ahead of a Wednesday flight from Georgia to Chicago and was booked on charge of driving under the influence. I would say flying, but they don't do that as driving. A source familiar with the incident said to CBS News, David Paul Alsop, oh, great, they actually outed him, smelled of alcohol. They may have shown other signs of intoxication. The source says the airport police's van removed him from flights 3772 to Chicago. The employee has been removed from duty, Southwest spokesperson said. Customers would accommodate on flights. We apologize for the disruption in the travel plans. There's nothing more important to Southwest than the safety of its employees and customers. Alsop's bail was set at $3,500, and according to jail records, which also indicate he'd been released on bond. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, regulations prohibit pilots from using alcohol within 8 hours of flying.
I put his mugshot up.
No. What's funny about this is I know I'm a pilot, right? But I don't drink, so it's not a problem for me. But they drilled this into us during flight training and the education that I got. You don't drink and fly.
No, absolutely. And especially if you're flying commercial. You got 300 people behind you, you're flying.
But a lot, I have to say this, a lot of these flyboys. And I'm a flyboy. I am, but I don't drink. But a lot of these guys love their liquor, and they'll drink before they fly because it calms their nerves. You know, because flying an airplane is really not that hard. It might, you know, unless you have bad conditions, or unless you have really bad crosswinds when you're trying to land it. I mean, a grandma can land a plane with a little bit of training on a runway.
I've been a right seater with you before on some side crosswinds that are pretty sketchy.
Crosswinds beyond between you guys and me, crosswinds really sucks.
Start picking up, coming
you know,
off.
You know, well, yeah, and so the problem is you got to dip your wing into it. It's just sketchy as all get out.
The headwinds are nice. Headwinds come.
Oh, yeah. No, we flew to Mackinac Island a few years ago. Me and Sharon did about 4 years ago, and I remember we came into an airport about 70 miles southeast of Mackinac Island to get fuel. It was a military installation, and we had like 30 or 40 knot headwinds right down the runway. The plane lands at like 80 miles an hour. So you land the plane like at 30 miles an hour and you stop like within a couple hundred feet.
Yeah.
And you go, that was easy.
Yeah.
And then when you take off, you're like instantly up. Unless you have gusting winds, that's a problem. You got to keep the plane on the ground because if the gust stops after you got a little bit of altitude, the plane will drop like a rock. If you don't have enough airspeed.
Yeah, they sure outs this guy. Man, they put his mug shut up and everything.
Oh, yeah. He's done flying. It's over with.
No, it's over with. The thing about it is.
And it should be over for him.
It should. I mean, when you're operating something like that, that's that technical, and you have that many people that are relying on you to get there safe, you can't be doing that.
What does that one joke say? You know, my grandfather died peacefully while his passengers in the back of the plane were screaming.
I mean, if that's something he wanted to do, he needs to do it when he's not working, and he needs to make sure he takes an inositol-cysteine and keeps his liver cleaned out. I need to send him a bottle for free.
And purple sticks. So he has top mental acuity.
Top
when he lands
mental acuity
the airplane.
when he's sober flying.
So what's interesting with an airplane, you don't really have to take off. You don't have to do much to take off. When you're going down the runway, if you got your flaps set right, you got your trim set right, the plane comes up by itself. You watch it. Your takeoff just comes. It eases up. Unless you're dealing with crosswinds, it's not that bad.
I still remember the one pilot we were talking to. We were talking about as far as the flaps were freezing or something. He goes, Landings are mandatory. Takeoffs are optional.
That's right.
We don't have to take off if we don't want to. We got to land at some point if we're up in the air.
You're going to run out of fuel.
You're going to land. At some point, you are going to go on the ground.
I mean, that's true. He said takeoffs are optional. Landings are mandatory.
Yeah.
unless you're running anti-gravity tech.
That's got to be some of the cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would have had it for a long time.
F-35, though, I don't know if they use that. I don't think
they just use thrust. They have the jet engines turned down.
Those things are so cool.
Oh, they come up in the air, guys, and they'll sit there and they can rotate and look around, see what they're doing, just standing still over the runway. I mean, it's the coolest thing. If you ever get to go to an air show where they have one, it's fun to watch. Now, they're not that fast because of the way the engines are all put together, but they are really a cool piece of equipment. They really are expensive as all get out, though.
Yeah,
do you remember that time
Marine Corps sitting there chilling out?
Do you remember that one time we watched that F-22 take off? Also,
oh, yeah,
and it went straight, like this, straight up. And then as soon as it got up to about 5,000 feet, you know, engine light came on.
Yeah,
they had to land the plane. Didn't
it's
take
like
off.
Some European exotic car. She's trying to drive them.
The McLarens, they got the Gremlins in them. They always got the electrical.
Some of them are good. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. It's like that with a lot of those European cars, though. I mean, you got to be careful with them.
Buying British cars is kind of a throwing the dice.
Some of them are great. I know some guys have had them and they do great. I've met other guys that they've lived in the shop.
Well, no, I know the guys used to have those MGBs and MGs back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it was funny because you get a good one, you get a bad one.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with Jaguar. They had zero resale value way back when because they couldn't keep them running.
Well, it was a gamble sometimes. Yes, I remember like when the McLaren 720 came out, the 18s, they were like, they lived in the shop. And then they finally worked the bugs out of
it. Okay, now why did we just do that? For you guys who watch the show, why did we go to that segue like that? Why did we start talking about cars? We gave you guys a break. That was done on purpose, by the way. But we just make
I love y'all.
We make it real smooth, okay? Because, you know, there's only so much you can deal with without thinking about something else. And quite frankly, we try to make it as entertaining as we can. Here we go. What is this? Look at that. See the engine?
So yeah.
I hit the button in the cockpit, clutch engages, and the engine drives a lift fan, and that provides my thrust at the forward side of the aircraft. On the rear side, the exhaust has a 3 bearing swivel nozzle, 3 BSN.
That look at this.
And points at the ground, providing 2 points of thrust, allowing the jet to hover.
And it's true. It's only 2 buttons to enter hover mode, just about. So I hit hook swivel at about 200 knots. The jet transforms into mode 4 or swivel.
I love this.
Pretty cool.
And then I can just tell the jet to slow down to 0 knots ground speed, and it'll come to a smooth, stable hover.
Let's show him how slow we can really go.
Okay, watch this. There he is. See him turning?
So there it is.
There's the top there.
Just like that. All right, that's enough.
That's got to be pretty cool. Anyways, in other news, I had to just cover that. little break for everybody here.
You're funny, Austin.
I know. I'm cracking my up. Also, too, this is another health study. I told you I was going to cover this. I've covered this a while back ago, and it's gotten more traction now. It talks about N-acetylcysteine, what I was just bringing up earlier, shows potential for OCD treatment. It's emerging as a possible treatment for adults with obsessive-compulsive disorder. Since research has been accumulating evidence during the past few years that NAC, derivative amino acid cysteine, available as an over-the-counter supplement. And by the way, we have one of the highest forms. Don't get your products from China. It's funny. I just talked to a friend the other day. He was out of some of the fit food, and he bought some stuff. He was on a trip, and he bought some stuff from basically GNC. And he said the protein powder, it's supposed to be some New Zealand whey, he said the protein powder tasted so chemically enhanced it messed his stomach up, he had to throw it away. I said, dude, you should have just told me. I'll just ship you a bottle of fit food. I can get you expedited shipping. I have it to you in 1 or 2 days. I mean, I do that for all of our customers. And he goes, yeah, I know. I need it now.
But we don't know where GNC gets their products.
No, right? I'm not claiming GNC. I'm not picking on them because it wasn't GNC's protein. He got it from GNC. But again, majority of these products, they get them out of China. And so you got to make sure if you're getting N-acetylcysteine, you're getting the top quality like we have. So it goes in detail here talking about how now supplementation with N-acetylcysteine has actually been able to treat patients with hair pulling disorder, treatments of compulsive gamblers, and also drinkers. So this is a very important complex and a very important supplement that can help out a lot. So I thought this information, because it talks about OCD and serotonin, says NAC's potential effectiveness in treating OCD suggests the disorder causes as far as the body's, as far as systems in it, with the excitatory neurotransmitter glutamate. And it talks about how a lot of times people that are having issues with these problems are because they're having low serotonin. That's why that 5-HTP is such a good product, and that's why the N-acetylcysteine is such a good product to throw into detail.
This is interesting. OCD may be due to problems with the excitatory neurotransmitter glutamate, not the inhibitory neurotransmitter serotonin. Some researchers believe that, and so it may be better treated with NAC than with SSRI. That's the
serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
But investigation into the role of glutamate in OCD has been limited, Dr. Carolla said. The majority of OCD treatments have been traditionally focused on modulating serotonin levels, as evidenced by the widespread use of SSRIs like Prozac. Dr. Carolla told the Epoch Times this emphasis on SSRIs is not unique to OCD, but extends to other psychiatric disorders such as depression and anxiety, where serotonin basically is a key target. And I've seen this so many times with depression and anxiety, where people put on these drugs like Effexor.
Yeah,
this is a sustained release.
That's a serious drug.
That's a serious drug. Okay, it's almost impossible to come off of. It's so addictive. So be real careful. I'm not saying not to take drugs if you really have a serious issue, but the reality is, make sure you've got multiple physicians giving you multiple choices, and make your own choice after you've looked at the physician's desk reference to find out what this stuff does to you long term wise, because it could really mess up your brain. Just like listening to Klaus Schwab and Schultz at the last meeting messed up the people's brain. That was a good segue. Global elites left speechless, and its audience refuses to engage with Schwab and Schultz. Their reactions hint at the global awakening, because they asked for questions, and nobody would ask them any questions. They were completely just walked away from them, left them. They wouldn't refuse. Now, remember, Klaus Schwab, you can look him up. He's the guy who likes to run around with a wedding dress on the beach, about half naked.
Don't Google that photo.
It's very disturbing. You know, some things cannot be unseen. That's one of those things. Yeah. Klaus Schwab, the architect of the World Economic Forum's controversial great. Remember, he's supposed to have retired. He hadn't retired. You know, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, one of the worst ever, just as bad as Merkel, experienced an embarrassing moment when audience members greeted their call for engagement with silence. The awkward exchange captured a viral video shared on X, as many left questioning the influence and relevance of these relevance. If they were prevalent. During the session, Schwab and Schultz opened the door for questions. Instead of receiving the usual applause or eager engagement, the room was silent. Like, who do you weirdos think you are? Schultz's strange smile and Schwab's visible discomfort revealed the surprise of their lack of enthusiasm. The video posted has ignited a wave of comments reflecting a growing public discontent with the globalist agenda. One user remarked, "This is what happens when you try to control the world while ignoring the voices of the people." Another wrote, "Reality check for these weirdos. They don't speak for us anymore." Critics of Schultz were quick to pile on, with one commentator quipping, "Schultz, the president of Germany, has had plenty of reality checks already. Adding this one to the list won't save his political career. The fact he thinks he can run again is laughable." This rare moment of public disengagement highlights the widening gap between global elites, I call them global scum, and everyday citizens. Could this silence signal a broader awakening and rejection of their agenda? You know, you guys can decide for yourself. The problem is, this same group controls the money supply. This same group is going to be controlling the cryptocurrency supply. This same group is going to be controlling the digital stuff that we're going to have. We talked about in the first thing we talked about with AI. All of this thing is going to that beast system. That's what this is. It's the beast system, and it's coming upon us. So if you're not energized right now and saying, "I'm not going to put up with this anymore," I don't know how to get you more energized. I really don't. I mean, the reality is, we are watching the pages in the book of Revelation and the seals break open as we speak. It's happening to us. And so be aware around you. Be aware of your surroundings and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I mean, I love praying for you guys. You guys are amazing to me. Our group of listeners, I mean, we have millions listening to the show now. You guys are the bulwark. You're the dam that holds this stuff back. You're the ones that tell your friends all the time to listen to the show. Thank you for that. You're the ones who support Health Masters and allows us to be here. You're the ones who get your N-acetylcysteine or your purple sticks from us. Thank you. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. But even if we weren't here on the show, I'd still be praying for you anyhow. But I love you guys. I really, really appreciate you so much. And I thank you so much for your support. And for all, you're always sending me emails. I got a call from my emails last night, AskDrTedB@Yahoo.com. And guys, thank you for the good emails and the nice emails. A lot of you guys send me links. I really can't watch all the YouTube links because it takes too long. But if you send me something to read, that I can do all that, I can read that pretty quick. But just remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because, I mean, God's in charge. Remember that. Everything down here is happening with the rules of engagement. We talk about it in Angel Wars. And when God gets to the point where he gets genugt of it, which means enough in German, He's going to pull the big pill. He'll pull the plug on this mess. But remember, we have to stand firm with our faith in Christ all the days of our life. It's very, very, very important that we do that. What do you think, Oz?
That's very good information. And one information that I saw here, this is something I've been researching because I can't stand this individual so much.
Ugh,
talking about now
the rat face.
This preemptive pardon that Fauci got going back to 2014 for any offenses that he may have done during
COVID.
The man
belongs in prison.
Well, now they're talking about, though, so many states and attorney generals are so irritated with him. There's now talking that that pardon only covers
federal
charges.
That's exactly right. We covered that. We talked about it the other day.
Now I'm looking at it more, though. Apparently now there's a bunch of states that are coming together, and there's like two or three, from what I'm reading, two or three states now that are getting unbelievably mad about this pardon. Because, I mean, this thing was just so insane. I mean, it specifically goes back to 2014, the year the gain-of-function ban took effect, and we basically subbed this stuff out to China, have them start working on this weaponized COVID. And so Rand Paul's talking about now here, essentially, that this is not going to shield him against state basically.
Well, and I believe they had the biological weapons ban in 1988.
Yep.
And I've done shows on this, by the way. And they said that we can't have these types of laboratories in the United States anymore.
No.
This is like, so then they just moved them offshore.
We moved to Ukraine.
You moved to Ukraine.
Yep.
That's exactly. I think they had over 30 or 40 of them there.
I don't think it's that bad. Last it was like 13 that they had disclosed.
But you think about it. These are high level sites where you have to hook into an umbilical cord.
They're underground too,
in a spacesuit. Yeah. And they have where they can push a button and incinerate the entire lab if something gets out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is some serious dangerous stuff here. And so they don't want it here. It reminds me of that one movie, Alien, and Prometheus.
Yep.
and they had their research center on another planet.
Yep,
because they didn't want to have this stuff get turned loose on their own planet.
That's right. They were building a weapon. He goes, why would you build a weapon on your own planet?
Yeah, they'd like to kill populations and all. And then all of a sudden they come back in and they take a spaceship back to their planet and dump the stuff on them.
That was a crazy movie.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm not recommending that for children at all. That's the thing nightmares are made of. It's horrible.
But no, you're right, though. That's kind of, why make it here? We can make it on another continent.
Maybe we need to inject all these WEF people with their own mRNA cancer vaccine.
You know, I think that'd be a fair compromise. Say, hey, before you guys roll out any of these RNA shots, you guys get to be the first ones. All y'all get to be part of the clinical trials, and we get to oversee the research of what the actual product you're getting injected with.
And we get to see what happens to you.
Yeah.
From a distance.
And if we don't like it, we don't have to take a shot.
But the problem is, are they going to get a saline solution?
That's exactly right. That's why I said we have to be able to.
A lot of the people who basically took that shot, I'm telling you guys right now, it was a placebo. Especially the high-level people they were injecting in front of everybody. I remember one time there was this female pastor that I'm not going to mention, had some serious issues, bless her heart, and her husband the same thing. And they ended up basically, I'm not picking on Christians, but there's some crazy ones out there. And what they would do is they would write a check out to the church that they owned, the 501(c) corporation, to the population, to the parishioners, to show that they were also supporting the nonprofit, which they owned.
Okay.
And they did that to try to show the people to write a check and to give money to the church. And from a marketing standpoint, it's pretty effective. But the sad part about it is they still control their own money. They've given the money to themselves, in other words. And then I remember the pastor gets on he got his wife, and the pastor gets up on the platform with basically a girl from one of the strip clubs in town and says, by the way, if you see me with her, don't think anything of it because she's my – you remember this? I'm not making it up.
This
is my personal trainer. Well, right after that he got divorced. But, I mean, you think, why would – I'm going to say this very carefully. I love God. I love Jesus. I try to be led by the Holy Spirit. I do everything I possibly can to do what's right in God's eyes. Now, sometimes I fail miserably at it, but I try. The point is this. Be careful who you support with your money. And quite frankly, don't support any TV evangelists.
I was just about to say that.
Give it to your local church.
I've been around it a lot. I saw a lot growing up with all that. So, again,
I've seen research.
Thank you guys again for the support. Be sure to check out the Ultimate Focus Stack, one of my favorite stacks, the Attention Factor, and Acai Purple Sticks on sale right now.
Do not take it at night.
So be sure to check those out. That'll get you running strong. And also, too, the N-acetylcysteine on sale for product of the week. Both of those are running strong right now. So be sure to check them out and sign up for our newsletter so you can get the different sales and specials right to your inbox every day. I appreciate you, my friends. Stay strong. Fuck you.
And always remember, the Most High God has your back. It's really important. He loves you a whole lot. I appreciate you guys, and I love you, too. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.